This is the opening chapter in Out of Patience. It came from above. Like most 12-year-olds, Jake Waters was a collector of head bonks. He'd gotten most of the standard ones, the one you get when you're learning to walk, the coffee table uppercut, and the one you get when there's 9 gloves on a baseball field and only 1 ball to catch, the who's got it confusion cracker. But in the long history of head bonks, this was a first. Jake didn't see it coming because he was wearing his baseball hat pulled down low. It bounced off his head and flopped on the burnout grass. The sudden blow was startling, but not as surprising as what had delivered it. A toilet plunger. As he rubbed his head and stared at the plunger lying on the yellow grass, lightning almost struck twice. Another toilet plunger pogo-sticked off the ground. His eyes shot upwards as 2 more plungers sailed out the window, arcing toward him like rubber-tipped missiles. This was no freak accident. This was a full-fledged plunger attack. He dropped his bike and scurried out of range. More plungers shot out the window and flopped on the yard. Then the plunger barrage stopped. He squinted at the upstairs window as his father's voice drifted out. It was very calm for a man whose toilet plunger collection had just been chucked out the window. "Are you finished?" The woman who answered seemed insulted by the pass-the-ketchup ease of the question. "No!" she exploded. It was Jake's stepmother, Wanda. Then his father shouted, "Not that!" A new object spun out the window. It skipped off the porch roof and landed in the hedge around the house. It was a dark wooden toilet seat. Jake looked up at his father's back, now blocking the window. He was wearing his standard blue T-shirt with Waters and Son Plumbing on the back. "That's enough," he said. "You got that right, bub!" Wanda spit the last word like she wished she had another plunger, the one she wanted to drive through his heart. Jake heard her clomp down the stairs in her clogs. For the 3 years Wanda had been his stepmother, he remembered her being more loud than not. It wasn't her fault. She was from a loud city, Las Vegas. The screen door blew open. Wanda stomped out on the porch, lugging a big suitcase and a hefty boombox. She wore blue jean cutoffs and a tank top with curlicue pink letters spelling The Mirage. It was the name of the casino in Vegas where she had been a showgirl. She spotted Jake in the yard and pulled up short. "Why aren't you at the game?" I left my glove on the porch," he explained. Wanda bumped her suitcase down the porch steps. "I'm sorry, Jake. I was hoping you wouldn't have to see this. I was hoping I wouldn't have to see this." Jake wasn't sure what to do. His father had taught him to help women carry heavy things, but asking your stepmother if you can help her with her suitcase when she was leaving didn't seem like a good idea. He decided to do the thing that had worked for 6 generations of Waters men. When in doubt, don't move. Wanda lurched by him, then dropped the suitcase in the boombox behind her battered red Mustang. She stabbed the trunk with a key. "Aren't you going to ask me?" Jake blinked. "Ask you what?" "Why I'm leaving the most worthless man I've ever married, and believe me, I've married some worthless men." "Why?" he asked. "He did it again," she declared. "What?" "What he promised he'd never do." "What did he promise he'd never do, Wanda?" She glared at him. "Are you going to help me with these things or stand there like a stump?" Jake was glad to finally have a reason to move. He grabbed the suitcase and hefted it into the trunk. Then he wedged the boombox next to it. He barely got his hands out before she slammed the trunk. "He got on eBay again," she blurted. "I just found out he used the grocery money to buy another one of them plungers." She flailed her hands at the plungers scattered in the yard. "I mean, what kind of man collects useless old toilet plungers?" She grabbed Jake by the shoulders and locked on his eyes. Jake tried to meet her fiery gaze, but he couldn't stop staring at the purple vein bulging in her forehead. Her voice softened. "Jake, listen to me, and listen good." Her vein deflated, and he found her eyes. They were different than the eyes he'd seen all summer. They weren't sad or angry anymore. They were filled with the bright clarity of someone who'd wrestled their demons and won. Her demons included 14 plungers and an old wooden toilet seat. "I want you to do two things," she declared. "You run yourself to the nearest mental hospital and get your daddy some help. When he's safely locked up, learn to drive, and then you do what no Waters man has done in 140 years. Get out of this dried-up cow pie of a town." Jake knew there was a lot he was going to miss about Wanda, too. Her loud music, her leftover spaghetti scrambled eggs, which is much better than it sounds. Wanda squeezed his shoulders. "Promise me, Jake, you're going to get out of here and see the world." "I promise," he whispered. Her red lips stretched into a smile. "Good. And when you get your going a-going, you come and see me in Las Vegas."